Task 2. You are talking to your supervisor about waste and items that we can recycle. Listen to the conversation and complete the notes and charts below. One has been filled in for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers. Hello, Mr. Lee. I wonder if you have a few minutes. I'm preparing a worksheet on household waste recycling in Hong Kong, and I would like to ask you about a few things.
Yes, of course, Teresa. Please take a seat.
Thank you. Mr. Lee, is waste a big problem in Hong Kong?
Yes, it is. I think you've heard recently that all the landfills in Hong Kong will be full in a few years' time.
That's a worry. Mr. Lee, apart from domestic waste, what other types of waste does a society usually produce?
Besides domestic waste, there are three other types of waste that societies, like Hong Kong, normally produce. They are construction waste, chemical waste, and e-waste.
Construction waste, chemical waste?
Chemical waste includes waste from medical and industrial processes.
Right. And the last one is e-waste. Does e-waste refer to things like mobile phones and computers?
Yes, that's right. E-waste is the short form for electronic waste. It includes all electrical and electronic devices.
I see. Mr. Lee, do you know how much domestic waste Hong Kong produces every year?
According to the latest government statistics, every year Hong Kong produces about 6 million tons of solid waste.
6 million tons?
Yes.
So, is recycling really one of the solutions to reducing household waste?
Yes, but the problem is, not many buildings have joined recycling programs, because recycling is not compulsory in Hong Kong. At present, the household waste recycling rate in Hong Kong is between 10 and 15%.
Between 10 and 15%. That figure is just not good enough. So which country has the best household waste recycling rate?
Switzerland has the best recycling rate of 52%.
52%? That means we're way behind it.
Yes. We have to put in a lot of effort to achieve that rate. Switzerland has very good policies to encourage recycling.
And does Hong Kong have any policy for recycling?
Yes, but not tough enough. For example, the government's target recycling rate in 2010 was only 26%, but we still haven't achieved this target.
Oh. By the way, Mr. Lee, there isn't really much in household waste that we can recycle, is that right?
No, Teresa. According to research, about 60% of household waste can be recycled.
60%? Really?
Oh, yes. Hong Kong has a lot to improve. We don't recycle enough.
So, what everyday items can we recycle? I can only think of paper and plastic bottles.
Besides paper and plastic bottles, we can recycle glass bottles, cans, and food waste.
Glass bottles, cans, and food waste. Food waste? How can we recycle food waste?
Many countries have programs to collect food waste which will be processed into organic fertilizers for farming.
Okay, I see.
Apart from our everyday recyclable items, there are many other things we can recycle.
What other items can we recycle?
There are 5 main types of items that we can recycle. Firstly, we can recycle electrical goods, such as radios, rice cookers, and TV sets.
Let me note that down. Electrical goods.
Yes. Then, we should recycle computers and accessories.
Computers and accessories.
Yes. There are many useful and valuable metals that can be extracted from computers and computer accessories. We really should not simply bury them in the landfill.
That's true. Ah, we can recycle clothes too.
Yes, that's right. In fact, many people in Hong Kong do put their old or unwanted clothes in recycling bins. I think Hong Kong people have done quite well in this area.
I think it's because many charity organisations go to different housing estates regularly to collect clothes for recycling.
Yes, that's true. Okay, besides clothes, we can recycle mobile phones. Many people in Hong Kong change their mobile phone every year. It is necessary to have a good program to recycle mobile phones.
I agree.
Another item we can recycle is batteries.
Batteries?
Yes, batteries of all kinds. In Hong Kong, people just put used batteries in the bin, but we can actually recycle them. By recycling them, we can extract useful chemicals and materials.
I see. All in all, if we put a bit more effort into separating our household waste, we can not only reduce the amount of waste, but also save the resources.
That's right. Initially, we may find it a bit inconvenient to separate waste or take it to recycling bins. But once it becomes a habit, we will be fine with it.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.